Morning. I guess we're the only ones that have nowhere to go this weekend. Amen. We can start a Lonely Hearts Club. Amen. Well, I'm glad we're here. I'm glad you're here. Amen. I'm glad to be here. I got here a little early and just sat in here in the quietness. There's no place like a quiet church when you just want to get along with the Lord. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 4. We want to continue today. We started a teaching last week on baggage bondage. Baggage bondage. Certainly there are a lot of things that through our life try to grab hold to us and keep us down. There's a lot of people in bondage today, and we're celebrating our freedom of our nation. But in the spiritual sense, it's the will of God that we be free in our heart. You can be in a free nation but be bound in your heart and not be free. And sad to say, there's a lot of people like that today. There are people that are saved, but they're not free, because they're dealing with a lot of things that have been put on them, maybe because what people said to them or situations that they came up in that absolutely had no control over, but you were stigmatized with a word or called a name or whatever, and it just clung to you. And that's what the enemy loves to do. He don't want you to be free. He wants you to be condemned. He wants you to walk around in bondage all the time, worrying about what yesterday happened and what this one said and that one said. And I want you to know today that God's will for us to be free. But in order for us to be free, we've got to understand baggage bondage. So let's go back to Luke chapter 4. We read this last week, and this is, in my Bible, it's in red. And what that means is the actual words, the translator. You understand that the Bible is translated, whatever translation you're reading from, but when it has an actual... the color change here, that means that this is actually what he said. Translation has not been added to it. It said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." We said last week, that's not talking about financially, that's talking about in our heart. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." If there's one thing we need today, we need healing. We need healing, emotional healing in our hearts. You may know someone, you may be that person today that you feel like you're never good enough. You feel like you never do enough. You feel like no matter what you achieve, it's not good enough. And whether you understand it or not, these attitudes sometimes come when it comes to serving God, and we feel like that we just can't serve Him because we're not good enough. And I want you to know the enemy loves for you to be separated. He loves for you to put a division between you and God, for you to always feel that you're not good enough. But we know today that as far as being good enough, we can never be good enough. But he just loves us anyway. Amen? He loves us anyway. And he said, "I came to heal the brokenhearted." There's a lot of people today that they don't have any hope. There's a lot of brokenness in their spirit. To preach deliverance. It's the will of God that you be delivered from this bondage. That you understand that He has come to set you free of your past. Whatever you went through in your past, that's not what you are today. How many of you know that there are people that can't go forward because they're always looking in the rearview mirror? They're always assembling themselves. And I said this point last week, and I want to say it again before I go on. Many people stop living because there's a certain thing happened in their life years ago or whatever, and at that point, they stop living. Maybe it's something that happened in their home, maybe it's something that happened on their job or whatever, but something happened in your life, and you just feel like that's all I'll ever be identified with is that. How many of you know that God can heal, He can deliver, He can set you free, He can make you brand new? How many of you know that? How many of you know He can set your mind free? You're not what you were years ago. Just because that happened to you, even though it was a bad thing or whatever, that's not what you are. Today, you're a brand new person. And God can do a brand new work in your life today. He can do a fresh anointing in your life. Some people, when you begin to talk to them and you begin to ask them, well, you know, I told you last week, a man identifies himself with his job. You ask a man, you talk to a man very long, first thing you're going to hear out, well, what do you do for a living? Because we assimilate ourselves to that. That's what makes us. That's not what makes you. Your heart on the inside of you is what Jesus died for, and He loves you tremendously. And you've got to know that, because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people today that are just simply hurting. Amen? And we need to become sensitive. I want you to get this part right here. Sensitive to the hurts. How many of you know what Jesus did many times? What does the Bible say? He was moved with compassion. I want to say this. There's a lot of judgment going on in churches today. There's a lot of judging. And I'm going to say this to you, right? I want you to get this point right here. Listen real. Wake the one up beside of you and say, you need to hear this right here. We separate ourselves from the world because we think we're a little better than them. We separate ourselves from the world because we think we're a little bit better than them. But let me tell you this. If it weren't for the grace of God, we'd be just like them. Can somebody say amen? So what does God say? He's saying that we need to realize there are people today that feel that they're trapped and they can't get out of it, but God says He can set us free. Now, one of the things, and I want you to get this part. I love this part here. The recovering of the sight to the blind, to set them at liberty, them that are bruised. If you're here today, maybe your father told you this, or maybe your mother told you this, or maybe somebody, something happened in your life, and somebody said, you'll never be anything, you'll never be no better than what you are, you're never, any of you ever come out like that, but sometimes we hear those things, and it attaches to us, and we say, well, I'll never be good enough. You know what that does? That causes a bruise. And that bruise, you know, if you drop a piece of fruit on the ground and leave it long enough, that bruise will turn color and it'll become black. And all of a sudden, if you don't deal with it, it'll ruin that piece of fruit. And there's a lot of people's lives today that are almost ruined because they've allowed what somebody said or thought, and they've identified themselves with that. And I want you to know Jesus came to set us free. We are celebrating freedom, and it's more than our fireworks. I want to tell you, men have given their lives. Women have given their lives so that we could come to America today and we could stand here and proclaim liberty. Amen. Liberty is a price to be paid for liberty. And Jesus paid the ultimate price when He gave His life that you could be free. But what about people? You know, one of the first things, if you're writing anything down, you write this down. One of the first things we need to get free of is people. Amen? We need to get free of people. Because people will judge you. People will categorize you. Y'all ain't shouting me down this morning, but I know I'm preaching. Amen. People will categorize you and say, oh, this is what you are. You don't know me. You don't know what I am. Amen? But we'll judge you. Oh, I'd never do that. You don't know what you do. You do something worse. You're running your mouth about them, so you're just as bad as they are. Amen? Y'all didn't think you were going to get all this July 4, did you? Can I give you the word? Is it all right if I just preach you the word? Amen? All right, let's go to the book of Ephesians. We're talking about baggage bondage. God set a order that we would be free. Boy, I feel this morning. Ephesians is a letter that Paul wrote on his second journey. And as some of the Bible is 66 books, but some of them are letters. And this is a letter that he writes to the church of Ephesus because there was some bondage. There were Gentiles and Jewish believers that were separating themselves. One was thinking they were better than the other. And so Paul writes this letter to encourage them that God has called us to come into the unity of the faith, that we're to love one another and pray for one another and encourage one another, that there's no separate between us. We're all saved by the grace and the mercy of God. And so he writes this letter. He begins in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. And if you read his writings, most of the time, Paul addresses himself with a declaration. And you know what he's doing? Because you got to understand, he was a murderer. He was one who fought Christians. He was one who put them to death. And now when he changed his life and God changed him, there were a lot of people that did not believe he could change. There are people that will never believe you can change. And if you're not careful, you allow people to put a bondage on you and you won't change. Amen? Well, if that's the way they think I am, that's just the way I'm going to be. Have you ever felt like that? Well, that's what you think I am, that's what I'm going to be. Paul declares, by the will of God, he changed me on the road to Damascus. And I don't care what you think, he changed me. And I have been set free. He declares that in all of his writings. It's like he's reemphasizing who he is. By the will of God. By the grace of God. In the book of Romans, I love what it says. Paul, a slave. It says, and when you break that into Greek, it's a love slave. He said, I love God and I'm serving him because I love him. I love studying about Paul. I love studying about Paul. And when he got saved on the road to Damascus, nobody wanted nothing to do with him. You know the story. I'm getting off track here, but there's going to be times when people are not going to believe in you, but I'm giving you the word this morning and tell you that God believes in you. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. I want you to get this. Has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. When you give your life to God, He at that moment gives you a new name. He gives you, you heard that song, A New Name Written Down in Glory, and it's mine, and it's mine, and it's mine. You ever heard that song? You know what that means? That means when you come into the Lord, and you say, Lord, I am sorry, I need your help. Do you know what happens to you at that time? God doesn't push you over to the side and say, well, let me think about it a little while, and I'll get back with you. At that moment that you confess your sins to him and say, Lord, I need you in my life. The word said he sets us in heavenly place. Heaven becomes mine, amen. It becomes mine. The thief on the cross looked over there at him and said, remember me today. And what did Jesus tell him? Today you're going to be remembered. Isn't that what he said? Amen. Do you know that kind of freedom today? Jesus has set us free. All right? I want you to go. I could just read all this to you. Look at verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, he chose you. He made a plan for you. Look at verse 7. In whom we have redemption through the blood, forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. When you ask God to forgive you, guess what he does? He forgives you. We're talking about baggage bondage. I want you to get this point right here. When you ask the Lord to forgive you, and you really mean it in your heart, Lord, I am sorry. That's what repentance is anyway. It's changing your mind, turning around and saying, Lord, I am sorry. I want you to forgive me. I want you to note this right here. If it ever comes up in your mind again, God didn't put it there, the devil did. Did you get that? How many of you know when you go to God and you say, Lord, I'm sorry, he forgives you. And at that moment, he throws it away into the sea of unforgetfulness. And he never remembers it to you again. And if you ever think of her, hear it again. Guess where it came from? It came from the enemy. How many times have we had our hearts broken and we went before the Lord and said, I really need help with this habit. I need help with this problem. And God, I just need you to help me. I'm sorry, Lord. And you pour out your heart. And at that moment, the Bible says he covers you with his precious blood. It's more than just a sacrament that we do. It is real today. The blood of Jesus does cover you and washes you clean and white as snow. You know, I asked the Lord that, and I was going down the road the other day, and that thought came back to me, yeah, but. Guess where the yeah, but comes from? Amen. Amen. We're going to tag team this thing, Miss Shirley. Amen. It comes from the enemy because God ain't going to bring it back to you. Oh, I remember what you did. People will remember. The devil will remember, but God doesn't remember. Amen. Are y'all with me? I got so much to say here. I just asked the Lord to help guide me. Look at verse 16. Cease not to give thanks. Now what Paul is saying here, the church is divided. One's thinking they're better than the other. Well, I hadn't never done that, so I must be better than you. We don't smoke, dip, or chew, or hang around with them that do. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? But we'll talk to somebody, we'll run them down in the ground, but we don't dip and chew and all that. I ain't going to get into all that, but you know what I'm talking about. It separates us because we, you know, I'm better than you because I ain't never done that. What did Jesus say? Can I preach y'all the word this morning? How many wants the word today? Can I preach you the word? Jesus said there's no big and little. If you've done one, you just will do them all. Amen. Ain't that what he said? What does he mean? He means we need the grace and the mercy of God every day because without God, we are nothing. Amen. And the church here is divided. So Paul, the apostle, is writing them a letter saying, this is not the will of God. God saved us and redeemed us and he put us all on the same plane. Amen. And look what he says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul saying, I'm praying for you, that the God of the Lord Jesus, verse 17, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Not like this next verse. The eyes, talk about baggage bondage. What is he saying here? God has saved these people, but the Gentiles think they're better than the Jews, and the Jews think they're better than the Gentiles, and everybody's separated. I want to say this, division is not of God. Division is the tool of the enemy to separate and conquer. And one thing he wants to do, you get this right here. He wants to separate you from God. And he wants to separate you with your mind thinking you're not good enough. You've done this and you've done that. Paul murdered people. I don't know if we got any murders in here this morning. I mean, he did it. And he did it. He did it honestly. And he did it without reservation. He just took their life. But when God changed him on the road to Damascus, and that's what he's trying to tell these people, it's all God. We can't walk around in our own self. Amen. And I want to tell you, the devil will, that's why people don't want to go to church. You know why people don't go to church today? Because they don't think they're good enough. Isn't that pitiful? Church is supposed to be a place where you come as you are. We used to sing a song a long time ago, come, you know, come as you are, just as I am, without one plea. Just as I am. But it ain't like that no more. We got our categories. But Jesus doesn't have any categories. Jesus says, come. Amen. And when you fall on your face, come. One day the disciple says, how many times are we supposed to forgive somebody? Jesus says 70 times 70. Really what he meant was not just 490 times. What he meant is ever how many times it takes. And I'm going to tell you this, how many of you got children? And when your children make a mistake, do you brush them off? Do you mark their list? Do you go there and check their name off? No. You keep loving them. You keep loving them. Amen? You may not like what they do, but your neighbor better not say nothing about what they do. Amen? Because after you whoop them a while, you had to have prayer after that. Amen? I need prayer. I whooped my neighbor yesterday. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. And that's the same way Jesus, he loves us unconditionally. We don't understand condition unconditionally because we got our conditions. Amen. If you look right, act right, got the same color I got, look like I wear, walk like I wear the same tie I wear, then we can associate. But if you ain't, then that ain't what Jesus said. Jesus said, come just as you are. And that means us. The devil wants to get a church. What about our standards? What about our holiness? What about? He's our standard. He's our holiness. You know why I don't do things that I do? It's not because I'm scared I'm going to get caught. It's because I love him. Amen? It's because I love him. And I'm going to tell you this to you. Every one of us fall on our face. Sometimes daily. We make mistakes. Amen? We fall on our face. And that's the reason God said, don't judge nobody. Do not judge. Because if you do, it's going to come back on you. I got a saying that what goes around comes around. Amen? Jesus loves us. You know, Pharisees can't stand this kind of preaching. Because we pride ourselves on how holy we are. You remember one day in the temple, the Pharisees, when they were just dropping their $100 bills in the offering, and there's a little old lady on the side of her throwing in a couple of pennies. And Jesus made an audacious statement, how the nerve of him, saying she gave more than they did. What in the world is he talking about? I gave $100. Look, she gave from the heart. What's God trying to teach us today? Baggage bondage comes a lot of times from people bringing bondage on us, and we want to be free, but we can't be free. There's sometimes the Lord will lay on your heart to raise your hand, but you don't want to raise your hand because you wonder what somebody might say. Amen. I done got the baby crying. Amen. Am I preaching truth this morning? Amen. Go back down to, let's go to Chapter 1, verse, let's go to 18. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know, the key word there, know. That's the same word where it says Adam knew Eve, the same relationship word. That's a relationship word. What is the hope of his calling? And what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? The power of God is given to usward who believe according to the working of the mighty power. Glory to God. Amen. Which he wrought in Christ, who raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in the world, but also in that which is to come. Glory to God. Do you see that? Go with me to the book of Colossians. Take a right and go right to the book of Colossians. Amen. I'm just laying a foundation. We're talking about baggage bondage. I'm just giving you a few scriptures this morning. Colossians chapter 1. Now, Colossians is another letter. And it's basically the same format as Ephesians. Except there's division in this church also because of false teachers. There again, there's that element to separate people from God. That element to separate. How many of you go all week long and it's just easy to serve God? You just float. You don't even wear your shoes out because you just float everywhere. Or how many of you have them opportunities that the enemy tries to come in and steal your joy? Amen? There is a force out there that wants to separate you from God. Now, in this case, the Colossian church is exactly the same as the Ephesus church, except they got false teachers. And the false teachers are coming in. The false teachers are coming in, and they're trying to divide. Let me give you a couple verses, and we'll get out of here. Chapter 1, verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. Well, let me back up. Go to chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Do you see that? By the will of God. They saying it again. I am who I am by the will of God. Hallelujah. Go on down there to verse 8. Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. How do we deal with baggage bondage? The knowledge of His will. And what is His will? His will is the Word of God. The knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Look at verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Do you see that? Praise the Lord. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering and joy, giving thanks to the Father which hath made us meet together, partakers of inheritance. Do you see that? I want you to read this sometime this week. This whole chapter here, I don't have time to do it all. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Now what is the power of darkness? The power of darkness is when you feel that you're not saved. The power of darkness says, well, does God love me? Has anybody ever had that thought before? Does God love me? Where is it? God, where are you? I'm hurting, and I'm going through all this stuff, and I pray, and it don't seem like it goes nowhere. Have any of you ever been through that? And the devil said, yeah, that's right. He don't love you. You know, you must not be good enough for Him to pray. You must not be good enough for Him to listen to you. You just must not be right. And the Word says here, we got to have the knowledge to know that I'm saved by grace and mercy and not of works. Amen. We're going to get into Romans. That's where we're headed to, Romans chapter 8, where it says there's no condemnation. But we're going to get into that later. But the knowledge is what helps us power against the power of darkness. And look what it says. Let me read verse 13 again. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us unto the kingdom of His dear Son. Amen. Amen. Lord, just let that sink in this morning. The Bible says there's going to be a lot of people who say, Lord, Lord, but don't enter in. There's a lot of people today, and I got to tell you this before we leave. There's a lot of people that feel like just as long as they go to church and do their little part, then they're all right. But I want to say this in closing this morning, and I'm not nearly through, but I'm through for today. I want to tell you this. There's going to be false teachers out there. There's going to be false word out there. There's going to be false everything that try to separate you from God. You're not good enough. You're not this or you're not that. But I'm going to tell you, He gave His life on Calvary for you because He loves you. And He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that what the Word says? He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I got to read this to you. Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. It is the will of God that you don't walk around in baggage bondage. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Amen. I don't know what you're dealing with today. The Lord wouldn't lead me in a series like this if somebody wasn't going through something. But I don't know what you're dealing with today, but I want to tell you, give it to Him. You give it to Him. You give it to Him with your whole heart. And you ask Him to take it. And you really mean that with all your heart. And guess what? He'll take it. And He'll give you the wisdom and the power and the knowledge to deal with it. Every one of us has got a past. Every one of us has got something we deal with. Every one of us has got weaknesses. Every one of us has got thorns in the flesh that we have to deal with. But the God that we serve loves us enough to walk with us through that. Aren't you glad of that? Take the hand of the one beside of you, and I want you to turn to the one beside of you and say, God never throws us away. Would you just say that? He never, never throws us away. I heard a saying one time, men throw broken things away, but God doesn't use anything till it's broken. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray, if you will, this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day of freedom. There is an enemy out there who wants to steal our freedom, just like there is in the physical world. We have enemies in the physical world across the seas that would love nothing else but to shut us down. But because of Your love and Your power, they can't do it in the same way in the spirit realm, God. Lord, we're here today because we need You. We are not super saints. We have not arrived, and we do not have it all together. We must live every day according to the knowledge of Your will. We must live every day according to the knowledge of Your word. We need You, God. That's why You tell us to pray without ceasing. That's why You tell us, God, to walk in the Spirit. God, that's why You tell us not to lean to our understanding. Because there's an enemy out there who wants to divide us. If there be someone here this morning, Lord, that feels so far away from You, let them know that You're right there. You're right there holding them and loving them. Father, I pray that, God, that they will reach out to You this day, before this day goes by, and say, Lord, I need You. Help me, Lord, to live this life for You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you today.